From World Venue and the Christian Reformed Church in North America, this is the Do Justice Podcast.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Do Justice. Today, we're really excited to be joined by my World Renew colleague, Haruna Isaka. And Haruna is the regional director for West Africa with World Renew and also works with the Timothy Leadership Training. Thanks, Haruna, for joining us. Welcome.
And you for this interview.
Yeah, we're excited to get into the conversation with you. And as we're continuing our exploration and our dive into the theme of reconciliation. And Haruna, you're closely involved with the Timothy Leadership Training. Can you tell us what kind of impact the program has had where you live? Like how has this changed the communities and the lives of the participants?
There is a lot of, you know, impact that we could share through this training. The first one is relationship. And of course, as you know, the Bible is about relationship. God is about relationship. And through this TLT or Timothy Leadership Training, we are trying to equip people, and then they can see transformations happening in their life. Let me give you some example. Through this training, we have a lot of testimony how Christians and Muslims are interacting in those countries. For example, in Mali, we had some church leaders who came to us after they went through this training. And they have this training helped them to find a new way to build a relation with Muslims. Knowing that Christians community is really very tiny community in West Africa. In Mali, for example, we are less than 5%. So building relation, healthy relation is a key in order to share gospel, to share hope, to share new perspective. And you have one of our trainer, through TLT, he went through training and he became a trainer. His name is Koulibaly, Pastor Numongolo Isa Koulibaly. This pastor, after training, he started poultry. And through that, he developed expertise. And then later, people who are surrounding him, Muslim, came to him asking for training, asking how they can do, how they can really farm, how they can produce chicken. And he used that as a gift, as an opportunity to build relationship with, but also to share economic opportunity with them. Another is in Mali, training, very good and strong relationship with one of Muslim leader. You know, Muslim community, the leader, the spiritual leader in our context is called Imam. He has a lot of power. And I use this opportunity with TLT, particularly this manual. We have seven manual, and one of them is caring of God's people. So Muslims are also God's people. No matter our differences. So we need to become a bridger in order for them to see light, to see new way, to have hope. And today, this Muslim leader, I had a very good relationship. I visit him quite often. And he also called me, he visited me. And even he told me when I visited him, don't hesitate. Brother Haruna, we are brother. If you are going through any challenges, just come to me and we will handle it together. So I take advantage of that. After this, I build that relation with this Imam to share with him gospel and to give him a Bible in order for him to study. So, you know, this area of relationship is bringing transformations. We are seeing reconciliation between Christians and the Muslim. We are seeing both community flourishing together. And this is very important in Mali, for where we are going through a lot of challenges and terrorist attack, fundamentalist Muslims who are trying, you know, to completely destroy this relation, to destroy this way of living. So is with True TLT, we are bringing new way, new way of thinking, new message to the community. Another area of impact is the economic impact. Those who went through training using stewardship manual, they are able to initiate income generation activities without, you know, from scratch. There is no NGO or external funding. We use biblical principles. What do you have in your hand? And you can build from that. And today we have a lot of testimony from the participants, how their life has been completely changed because they are able to sustain themselves. They are able to cover the need of their family, the need of their kids, and particularly women. So we had a lot of area of impact. We are seeing transformation. We are seeing life changing. We are seeing people flourishing. So it's really amazing to see that.
Yeah, such a powerful image, Harona. And the picture that you're painting of, you know, sort of reconciliation across sort of two different communities. You talk about the Christian leaders and the Muslim leaders working together. It's a beautiful picture. But I wonder, even within the Christian community, like inside sort of that community, are you seeing reconciliation through this training as well?
Yeah, Chris. Because World Renew, when we introduced TLT or Timothy Leadership Training, we make sure that the participants who are attending the training, there is no difference between Catholic, evangelist, or charismatic. Even, in fact, within the TLT approach, we have a group of facilitators that we send out to go and train community. And you can find yourselves as a charismatic or Pentecostist training a conservative churches and vice versa. And we had a lot of testimony. We had a lot of gift. And, you know, this TLT or Timothy Leadership Training equipment is really a cross-cutting technology. It's a cross-cutting opportunity and equipment, no matter our differences. So you have Catholic who are involved within the training, and we don't make any difference. If you are equipped, you are able, you are capable to do the training, you become an opportunity, a disciple to be sent out to reach other communities. So through that, when you are able to communicate with an audience that your theology is really different from their theology, you find a way to bridge, you find a way to reconcile, you find a way to talk to each other. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing, Chris, through that. And it's amazing to see how leaders in those communities are able to speak to each other through this training.
I'm wondering, Harona, the work that you do is so it sounds so broad. Like there's a lot happening. There's a lot of different characteristics of your work. But if someone, you know, if someone didn't know you and didn't know the work that you did, and you had one story that characterized, well, this is what my work looks like when it's successful. What is that story? Is there one story that stands out to you where this work has been, you've just been overwhelmed by what God has done?
I have a lot of story. I have a lot of testimony. Yeah. Let me share one. I have already mentioned a couple of examples through what I have been talking about. But you remind me through that a lady who has been working for her entire life with one of international organizations like World Renew in Mali. This lady, she retired, and then she hear about Timothy Leadership Training, and she decided to train the cohort to be trained. And at the end, she came to me and said, well, you know, I am well educated, but this is the first time I got something really practical that I can use, I can implement, and it will help me and it will help other people too. So this lady, after 3 years, she came up back to us with a testimony. She said, you know, When I retired, I was not, I don't know exactly what to do, because all my life I have been working with NGOs, but I discovered through this training how the land is really important. It's not a cruise in our community, the way our community is describing it. You know, when you try to farm after you are well educated, you had a good career, it's like a cruise for the community. And she said, I discover how agriculture is important, how land is important, how farming make a difference. And today, I'm a farmer. I'm doing market gardening. I'm not only to produce it, I got enough, I harvest enough to cover my basic need and also my relatives' need. But beyond that, my vision is to teach young people through this TLT that I benefited from, how they can be more sustainable in their life, how they can engage at their early age transformations, income generation activities in order to be independent, not to wait until they retire. This is an opportunity that I wish, and she told us, that I was in contact with World Renew before I retired, because I waste my time, I waste my energy, I waste my money. But thanks to God, now I am able to invest in the right directions. I am able to produce. I am able to cover other needs. I am able to satisfy my own community. As a woman, the most important thing in our society here is having a woman to own a land. And I am a land owner today because I have money. So I have been impacted by that. You know, when I listen to those stories, I have a lot of joy. I can see transformation, and I see my own, you know, transformation through this story. You know, starting from scratch and trusting God, and then seeing what He can do when you decide to value what He gives you in your heart. So this is what I can share briefly, Chris, about.
Yeah. The way you tell the story, it seems like there are barriers of age, barriers of gender, barriers of religion, a lot of different barriers are being crossed through this training, and mm-hmm. and relationships are being made, new relationships. Why do you think it's so effective in the communities that you serve? What is it about the training that makes this work so effective?
Well, there is various approach and that we use as World Renew. The first one is we make this TLT material more practice in order for those material to speak to the community. We readapt the materials to the needs of the community. So it's not a theory, it's something concrete for the community. It's one of the key of our success. You know, with this material, you can be certified. We have two different level of certifications. But at the same time, we make sure that if a community needs, for example, how to build relationship, we can use only one material, one manual in order to equip them. And this manual could be caring of God's people. Or another manual that we have readapted, you don't need to go through the process of being certified, but how can you become a good steward? So we readapt the material in order to satisfy the audience needs, the community needs. So community can see through this material how they can value their own asset. So yeah, this is the first strategy that really was very helpful for us and help us to become successful. The second one is we have readapt the material in order to reach audience. You know, in West Africa, in Mali particularly, we had a lot of conflict, terrorist attack. And we are not able sometimes to visit the rural community. So we readapt the material in order to make it an audio program, and we broadcast this audio program. And at the end, we left our phone number. So those who are listening can call us for more orientation and guidance. Because at the end of the training, you have to come up with an action plan that you will implement within 3 or 4 months. And at the end, we will get in touch with you and see how you were able to implement your action plan. What is the challenge you face? And at the end, each year we had a D-Day of TLT in Mali where participants came and shared their experience, their failure, and listen and learn from others how they can strengthen their strategy and continue to moving forward. And the last strategy that I can share is we focus on women through TLT, which was not the first approach for this material, but we readapted it in Mali in order to make women the best gender approach of TLT in Mali. So women are, if you want to succeed and to reach more people, if you want to see a community embracing this strategy, try to work with women. If they catch the vision, so you will see like a bushfire transformation taking place. So the coordination of DLT in Mali is mainly women who are leading that. And this happened because we learned from our failure. 15 years ago, when I started using the material training church leaders, we focus on men and leader within the church. After 5 years, we realized that there is no progress because men are busy. They don't have time. They are well trained, so there is no disseminations. There is no connection with the next generations. So then we changed the approach. We changed our strategy. And now we are, women are the men gender approach through TLT. So those are the things that I can mention that really are the key of our success through this Timothy leadership training in Mali, Niger, and Senegal. Thank you very much for this question.
I'm wondering, Haruna, you mentioned part of the training and part of the learning experience for the participants is to come up with an action plan.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit with us what that action plan looks like? Like what are some of the steps involved in putting that together?
Yeah, you have three level to action plan and very easy. Whether you are well educated or you have never been at school, you will be able to implement, to discover what action plan means. The first things we try to teach participants to select some smart activities, realistic activity that they can implement. They don't have to select something big, no. What activity they can select for the next 3 months that they will be able to implement no matter how much challenges they will face. It could be, you know, income generation activities, or it can be a building relationship and so on. So when you realize that you are able to select, you know, a very basic activity that you are always using or doing, you are not really boring by that. So then we ask you, what do you want to see at the end of? What is the outcome that you are expecting seeing? So then you will describe the outcome that you would like to see. And then we will ask you, how are you going to evaluate that? So then the next time when we will meet, you will be able to explain to us, using your own world, how you feel, what is the challenge you face. Maybe even if when you select your activity, it seems realistic, feasible, is very smart, but during the implementation, you face to some challenges. And how do you handle that challenge? What have you done, or what adjustment did you do in order to make your activities successful? And what is the outcome, and how that transform your life and the life of your community? So it's very easy. You have three level of questions or involvement to the action plan. Is the activity you selected and the outcome expected? Very easy. We make it simple. And what do you want to see in terms of transformation? Not only for you, but for others.
Thanks, Haruna. That makes so much sense. And as you tell these stories of the important work that you're doing, I think one of the things that, you know, I want to do better, and I think our listeners want to do as well, is pray for you and your team and the work that you're doing. So how can we pray for you?
this is very important, not only, you know, in your office, in your community, but maintain relation with us. Catching up time to time, how are we feeling? What is going on? And the reason for that is West Africa, the Sahelian countries where this program is implemented is in turmoil right now. So when you feel that you have brother and sister in Christ somewhere thinking about you and able to reach you out time to time asking, how are you feeling? Is very powerful for us. So this is one way for you to pray for us, to pray with us, checking how we are feeling, and you will be able to discover more what challenges on daily basis we are facing. And the second thing, as I have mentioned, is, yeah, in your family, in your community, in your organization, keep praying for us.
We can commit to doing that, brother, for sure. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for the stories that you shared with us. Our guest today has been Haruna Isaka. Haruna, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Chris. God bless you too.